welcome to Medicine Matters, the Springer Medicine Podcast. I'm Dr. Jane Godsland, and today we're diving into one of the most promising frontiers in headache research, the targeting of the PACAP pathway for migraines. Roughly 40% of patients who suffer from migraines don't respond to current standard treatments. And so the search for alternatives has led researchers to PACAP, a neuropeptide deeply implicated in migraine pathophysiology. Recent clinical trials, including the HOPE and PROCEED studies, have shown that monoclonal antibodies targeting PACAP itself, not just its receptors, can significantly reduce monthly migraine days in patients with refractory high-frequency migraine. But can we go even further than that? The Headache Society recently called for a greater goal: to offer patients not just migraine control, but migraine freedom. It's a huge ambition, but there's growing excitement that targeting the PACAP pathway might be the solution millions have been waiting for.
Hello, I'm Lucy Piper, Medwire News Bureau Chief at Springer Health Plus, and I'm joined today by Masood Ashina, who will be talking to us about the PACAP signaling pathway and its role in migraine. Welcome, Professor Ashina, and thank you for joining me today. Before we get started, could I ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you for the invitation. I'm a professor of neurology at the University of Copenhagen and also a consultant at the Danish Headache Center, our national hospital, Rigshospitalet, university-affiliated hospital in Copenhagen. My work focuses on exploring the molecular and cellular mechanisms that underline migraine, with particular interest in neuropeptides such as PACAP and CGRP. I've led both basic and clinical studies from animal models and human experimental studies to phase one and two trials of novel monoclonal antibody. And the major aim is to translate our mechanistic insights into better, more personalized migraine therapies.
Fantastic. Thank you. So I'm really excited to get to know more about the details on the PACAP or pituitary adenylate cyclase activating peptide signaling pathway, which is being investigated as a potential treatment target for migraine. Before we do that, I wanted to just take a bit of a step back and ask why research into this pathway particularly is needed, given the significant advancements that have already been made in adherence and migraine prevention with currently approved treatments, such as the calcitonin gene-related peptide or CGRP pathway.
Well, CGRP pathway inhibitors, they really transform migraine prevention with much better adherence and persistence compared to the old drugs that we use so far. But we have to recognize that there is a substantial subset of patients, either they do not achieve adequate relief or develop actually tolerance over the time. So that's why PACAP represents a parallel independent signaling axis within the trigeminal vascular system, which is anatomical and physiological substrate of migraine. And by exploring the PACAP as a target, we do hope to provide alternative options, specifically for those who remain refractory to CGRP antagonists, and also to understand how the dual or sequential targeting of both pathways might theoretically achieve deeper and more sustained migraine control.
Okay, so that makes lots of sense. The research on PACAP actually extends back to the 1990s. So during that time, what have we learned about its role in migraine pathogenesis?
First of all, I'd like also to mention PACAP, why it's called pituitary adenylate cyclase activating peptide. Many people think that it is because it's something to do with the pituitary gland. In fact, that the many peptides discovered for the first time in specific tissue, they receive their names. And that's why, you know, we have a pituitary adenylate cyclase activating peptide. But this peptide is expressed everywhere in human body, including in our nervous system. And since its discovery, PACAP 38 and PACAP 27, there's two isoforms that exist in human body. They have been shown to bind with a high affinity to PAC1, BPAC1, and BPAC2 receptors. And by binding on these receptors, we initiate cycling AMP-mediated vasodilation. So there are both isoforms are very strong vasodilators. In addition to vasodilation, it also induces mast cell degranulation and also direct sensitization of trigeminal nociceptors. In addition for this, we also discovered that intravenous infusion of either isoform, they can reliably induce migraine attacks in people with migraine, but not in healthy volunteers. And this study, the first study in 2009, firmly implicated PACAP signaling in the initiation of migraine attacks.
Okay, so that's quite compelling evidence to support PACAP signaling in the triggering of migraine. I guess then it's only natural that research would progress to look at how blocking or inhibiting the signaling might then offer us a therapeutic approach to migraine. So are there blocking agents currently being developed for the pathway, and how do they work?
As I mentioned, in 2009, for the first time, we provided evidence that the PACAP is implicated in the genesis of a migraine attack by showing that intravenous infusion of PACAP 38, the first isoform we studied, induced migraine attacks. And since the complexity starts with this receptor binding, you know, what we know that about the PACAP 38 in particular, it has a higher affinity to PAC1 receptor compared to the VPAC1 and VPAC2 receptors. At that time, we suggested that the PAC1 receptor could be a possible target. Well, the PAC1 receptor antibody, a monoclonal antibody against this receptor, was developed, and the phase 2 trial was conducted. But unfortunately, it failed to show benefit, which likely to reflect receptor complexity and also another problem with the splice variant biology. Maybe we just targeted the wrong splice variant. Later, ligand-directed antibodies been developed. And one of them, the drug name, it's LY345-1838, targeted the CGRP peptide itself. But this trial, you know, was terminated early. What we know from the clinical gov site, that the preliminary data showed a modest reduction, but in a very, very small sample size. So it's not really conclusive, you know, this study. Fortunately, another monoclonal antibody against the PACAP, against the ligand, LUAG09222, was introduced with a high affinity monoclonal antibody. And this was studied first in the so-called proof of mechanism study, which we conducted in my lab, showing that this antibody can in fact block physiological responses of PACAP, such as vasodilation and also headache. And with this encouraging data, we moved further to study that in the proof of concept study and showed that anti-PACAP monoclonal antibody reduced monthly migraine days by 6.2 compared to 4.2 with placebo over the first months. So that was a proof of concept study published last year in New England Journal of Medicine.
Excellent. So definitely moving forward to realizing its true potential, which is fantastic. We did previously touch on CGRP as a sort of another major pathway involved in migraine. How do you think targeting PACAP and or CGRP signaling could be beneficial in migraine? Do they work independently or in conjunction with each other, for example? How would you see the two marrying together?
It's a very good question. Well, PACAP and CGRP, they operate via distinct G-protein coupled receptors, okay, and intracellular cascades. We know that animal and human infusion studies, they demonstrated that the PACAP-induced photophobia and vasodilation are not mitigated by CGRP antibodies and vice versa, suggesting independent mechanisms, okay, in preclinical studies. So this suggests that dual blockade could potentially yield additive or synergetic benefits, especially in patients with the partial responses to the single pathway blockade. In fact, we conducted a study in humans in individuals with migraine, and we showed that monoclonal antibody against CGRP, so anti-ligand monoclonal antibody, failed to prevent PACAP 38-induced migraine attacks, again, suggesting that those signaling pathways are independently targeting migraine mechanisms, and the drugs acting on these two signaling pathways could be beneficial either in the combination or separately.
That again brings a sort of hope for people who don't respond to existing options, which is good. Just to look at the other side of things, I know that PACAP, and you mentioned also that it's got a widespread effect in the body for neuroprotection, hormone regulation, stress response, for instance. So do you think there's any reasons for us to be concerned, or at least to be considering the potential negative off-target effects when blocking PACAP signaling for migraine, particularly if, as you've mentioned, the inhibitors of this pathway were to be used alongside, say, anti-CGRP treatments?
Well, PACAP exerts widespread neuroprotective and anti-inflammatory roles in the central nervous system and the peripheral organs, ameliorating cerebral ischemia, neurodegeneration, and tissue injury in animal models. So if we're talking about the complete blockade, in theory, you know, it can unmask vulnerability to ischemic and inflammatory insults. But monoclonal antibodies are largely peripherally restricted, minimizing, fortunately, CNS penetration. In otherwise healthy individuals with migraine, because the most of the individuals with migraine are healthy, serious adverse events seem unlikely. But long-term safety data is necessary, especially in patients with the comorbid cardiovascular and neurodegenerative conditions. And that will be essential to study in the future.
And then I wanted to turn a little bit to kind of current practice. You know, we've already got approved migraine treatments such as ivermectin, fanaprilimab, and atagepant, in addition to other treatments. Looking forward, if the research on anti-PACAP treatments makes the transition to the clinic, what do you think the future treatment strategy might look like for a patient with chronic migraine? And I'm thinking particularly in light of the International Headache Society's recent position paper setting higher standards for migraine prevention, you know, striving for migraine freedom rather than just a reduction in headache days.
It's a very relevant question. So if future studies confirm that anti-PACAP monoclonal antibodies demonstrate efficacy comparable, it's very important, comparable to the anti-CGRP therapies, these two agents, you know, the anti-PACAP and anti-CGRP agents, could be considered equivalent options along, you know, in the treatment strategy. But a pragmatic strategy would be like that. If we need a prevention, so we can initiate either with the anti-CGRP or anti-PACAP antibody. Okay, and we can also use the GPANs in case we're talking about the anti-CGRP. It's not only monoclonal antibodies, we also have a GPANs. Based on the patient's preferences, comorbidities, access for the medication, and also, most importantly, prior treatment history. This is the first strategy. The second will be a switch strategy, okay? If the first line monoclonal antibody, it doesn't matter, either anti-CGRP or anti-PACAP, fails to achieve adequate response, and we're talking about at least 50% reduction in monthly migraine days, or it is not tolerated, then we can switch to an alternate pathway inhibitor. So this is kind of an equal position of two medications. And then there is a last point and strategy could be a combination or sequential therapy. So in partial responders, okay? So let's say somebody has only, 30% or 50%, but not satisfied with that. So in partial response to either pathway, we can consider combination or sequential blockade of CGRP and PACAP signaling, okay? But we need to, of course, to monitor the vascular safety and tolerability. This is something that we have to look in the future when we talk about the combination. So this flexible algorithm, in fact, allows us clinicians to tailor preventive therapy to individual patients' responses, while aspiring actually the IHS goal of migraine freedom rather the reduction of headache days. But I would say complete freedom, it's a really nice idea, but I bit doubt about that, but we'll see in the future. We'll see.
Okay, so a nice addition then to what we've got that will arm clinicians with more options. PACAP is still sort of being researched. It's not quite there yet. So what needs to happen to move things ahead in terms of making PACAP inhibitors an option for clinicians? What are the next steps, and are there any potential barriers?
First of all, you know, the trial that I mentioned before, published last year, phase two proof of concept trial, was relatively small in terms of the sample size and the short period of prevention, only 1 month. So what we need now, it's phase 2B and 3 trials, larger, adequately powered studies to confirm efficacy and safety over 6 and ideally 12 months. Okay, for safety reason, it's very important. Then there is another important issue. It's about the measuring the PACAP, you know, in the blood, etc. And we also need a studies to demonstrate receptor ligand occupancy in humans to validate the mechanism. We need also to explore the role of PAC, the roles of the PAC1 splice variants, and also VPAC receptors in migraine. We need to address potential class-wide vascular warning if the dual vasodilator pathways are inhibited. And finally, also, it's important to ensure competitive pricing and reimbursement, especially if offered as an add-on therapy. So access for the medication is very, very important.
Absolutely. It may be a bit too early to say, but do you think there's a wider scope for PACAP? I mean, is it potentially already showing signs of use extending beyond migraine to other headache types, for instance, or as a potential as biomarker?
So it's a very popular question about the biomarker. So regarding the broader scope of, you know, for PACAP antagonism beyond migraine and the idea of PACAP or related neuropeptides as a clinical biomarkers, we have to have, we have to think about that. There are two points to consider. One, potential in other headache disorders. Well, we know that the PACAP is not only triggering migraine attacks. In my lab, we showed that the PACAP infusion can trigger attacks in people with cluster headache. And later, we showed that PACAP can also induce migraine-like worsening headache in patients with post-traumatic headache. So there is a hope that the PACAP, targeting PACAP, can also be a viable, you know, strategy in treating in these two very important conditions. You know, one primary headache, cluster headache, and another is secondary headache, post-traumatic headache. Regarding the limitations, you know, especially in the biomarker-driven, you know, personalization, you know, while the group-level studies, you know, large studies, occasionally demonstrate altered PACAP 38 or CGRP during attacks compared to the periods out of the attacks or compared to the healthy controls, there is a one issue. The wide inter- and intra-individual variability in peptide concentration, which makes it untenable to use these measures to diagnose headache subtype or predict treatment response on individual basis. Assay sensitivity, diurnal fluctuations, confounding factors such as stress, comorbidities, they further problematic, you know, undermine the clinical applicability. So in spite of biomarker research, it deepens our understanding of migraine pathophysiology, but in my opinion, it is unrealistic, given technology and biological variability, to rely on these peptides for personalized prescription of PACAP and CGRP inhibitors. What I think it's important instead, treatment decisions will continue to depend on the clinical phenotype, treatment history, and patient preference. If I may add, you know, I can give you one example. Just imagine that you have a study showing that there is a huge spread in concentration of one of these peptides, let's say the PACAP or CGRP, right? So somebody, are in the middle and somebody within this reference range that you would call it probably, let's say, pathological, and you would use it, you know, to predict efficacy of medication, or you use it for the diagnosis. So just imagine that you lie lower than this, okay? Because it's a natural, right? But you present absolutely no doubt migraine, okay? So shall I deny you the diagnosis of migraine in this case or deny your treatment because I'm not going to predict efficacy of medication? This is not possible.
Okay, that's definitely helped me better understand biomarker concept and why these monoclonal antibodies might not be ideal candidates. Well, that brings us to a close. I'd like to thank you, Professor Ishina, for taking the time to talk to me about the latest research on PACAP signaling, which we hope could offer a new treatment approach for migraine, particularly for those who don't respond to the current options, and support the advancement of sustained migraine control.
Thank you for your interest and thank you for inviting me.
This podcast is intended for healthcare professionals for their ongoing medical education and entertainment. It should not replace the professional advice of a doctor or pharmacist and may not be used as a basis for diagnosis or any change to the prescribed treatment of disease. The views expressed by our moderators and guests are their opinions and do not represent the position of any third parties. The information given in the podcast is subject to change as the scientific field and clinical advances progress.